One of the things people love to do during the summer is read. And so in today's episode, I want to suggest a few book recommendations for the summer months. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. We are still in the middle of the summer months, and I've talked in the past during the summer about rest and relaxation. And if you want to check out that episode, we'll link to that. And it occurred to me that one of the things, I don't know if this is true for you, but I think it's true for some people, that people like to do during the summer is read. And so it's been a few episodes since I've offered a few reading suggestions. So I thought, again, as the summer, it's not winding down yet. We haven't even gotten to August, but you know, as we have some time left in the summer, I'll say it that way, I would give you some possible suggestions for reading material. And I'll start with a couple of older books that are related in some ways to some episodes we did earlier. We did one about the election of the new Pope, and we did a couple about what it means to be Lutheran in response to a request from a listener from that episode about the Pope. So I have a couple of books from one of my favorite authors. We don't talk about him a lot, but he was sort of he was a friend of G.K. Chesterton, who is definitely one of my favorite authors. And as long as we're talking about books, anything by G.K. Chesterton is always worth reading. But the books I'm talking about, or the author I'm talking about here, is Hilaire Belloc, B-E-L-L-O-C. And there are two books by him that are related to the events surrounding the Reformation. So one is simply called, this doesn't have any words on it, so I can hold it up. It's a first edition, but it just looks like a blue book. It's called How the Reformation Happened. I think it was published in 1930. And then the other one, and maybe the reason this one is a particularly good summer read, is that the chapters are relatively brisk and each of them focuses on a different character of the Reformation. So the title of the book is Characters of the Reformation. And again, this happens to be a first edition of that book. And on the dust jacket, it lists some of those characters. So Henry VIII, Catherine of Aragon, Anne Boleyn, Thomas Cromwell. Strangely, it doesn't mention Martin Luther on the cover. That's kind of curious. But it does have Gustavus Adolphus, which is the name of a Lutheran college here in Minnesota, Richelieu, Descartes, Pascal, and so forth. Again, short chapters about those characters. And Belloc is a very engaging and funny author. And so I would commend those to you if you're interested in a little bit of historical perspective about the Reformation. Another book, and this is one that has been lent to me by a member of the church, and I'm making my way through it right now, is called The Cave and the Light. This is a little more heavy going. It's Plato, this is a subtitle, Plato versus Aristotle and the Struggle for the Soul of Western Civilization. It's by a gentleman named Arthur Herman. Aristotle and Plato are two of the most important philosophers ever. They come down through the Christian tradition. This is sort of an oversimplification, but it still sort of works. Plato through St. Augustine, and then Aristotle through St. Thomas Aquinas primarily. And so Augustine and Aquinas are also super important Christian theologians. But if you're interested in the philosophy or philosophers that form a basis for much of Western civilization, I would commend this book to you. And then a couple of others, and here I am now anticipating the start of next year's Faith and Life series. We will no doubt talk more specifically about that in the weeks and the months to come. But these books happen to be by the first and second speakers in this coming year's season. The first one is by a woman named Lanta Davis. It's not a huge book. It's called The Becoming by Beholding, The Power of the Imagination in Spiritual Formation. The subject of this book will form the basis of her talk, which is Faith and Imagination. And by the way, if you're interested, I think I referenced the fact that that'll be the first Faith and Life in my sermon this past weekend, which was all about the way the imagination functions inside the parable of the Good Samaritan. Tim and I were actually just chatting about that before we started taping here. So again, Lanta Davis, Becoming by Beholding. I have not read this yet, but I have looked through it, and even the table of contents, honestly, makes me very excited, and I think it would be really well worth reading. Someone else on staff has already read it and said it was absolutely wonderful. So that's the first of the final two. And then the other one, I sort of feel like I maybe mentioned this one already, but I'm going to mention it again. Again, great summer read, in part because this is a graphic novel. It's called The Myth Makers, by a gentleman named John Hendricks. And so it's filled with images, drawings. Let me find a page now that I'm trying to find one, like this. So these are what some of the spreads look like. And this is, I particularly love this because it's, as the subtitle says, The Remarkable Fellowship of C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien. I have read this. It's really, really well done. The content, both in terms of the words and the images, are incredibly engaging. And I'm really excited that we're going to be able to host the author John Hendricks later this fall again for Faith and Life. So again, just a few of many, many possible suggestions for your summer reading. I will, as I've said before, invite you to make your own suggestions if you'd like in the comments below. I promise you that people will be grateful for them. And I'd also be interested to know what kind of things you're reading as we continue the summer. Not as the summer ends, but as we continue the summer. I don't know about you. In my line of work, I'm always like thinking out 4, 6, 8 months ahead. And it makes it really hard just to be in the present. So part of the reason I'm being intentional about saying we're still in the summer is to remind me that we're still in the summer. So anyway, thanks for being with me as always. And until next time, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.